Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, and you are about to hear an all-new Metal Injection live cast. But first, to Anthony Weiner, please stop texting me. I'm just not that kind of robot. You dirty, dirty, dirty Jew. Dirty Jew. Here's the show.
But we're down one Jew at the moment.
We are missing a Jew.
It's sad, but it's true.
That rhymes. I like
Thank
that.
Thank you. I'll be here all week, everybody.
Sad, but true!
We have a great show today on the live cast, even though Noah's not here.
Sean, did you bring enough of that payday bar for everybody?
Sean has a payday bar.
It's king size, so I can share with the class.
Nice.
Before we talk about anything, can I say something related to last week?
Let's talk about it.
I should have said last week. We did a Death or No Death with the very esteemed guest Suicide Silence in the studio. And Ross Gnarly really contributed a lot to that Death or No Death, helped out a lot, contributed a bunch of stuff. And I got so into the game that I didn't credit him. So I'm crediting him now. He did a wonderful job. The great Ross Gnarly. Thank you very much.
I think he did at the end of the show.
I might have or might not have, but I just wanted to throw that out there because he deserved a lot of credit.
It's understandable. You were starstruck by Suicide Silence.
Yeah, they were so dreamy. They were dreamy. I know that was
Which one
of
is
our,
your favorite?
All of them.
I think the shirtless one was his favorite.
He wasn't wearing a shirt? Really?
What, Noah?
It was all tattooed.
Oh, okay.
I think the bassist was my favorite.
The bassist wasn't here. It was
I
the
know.
Guitarist
I know.
That's why it was Sid's favorite. He wasn't here, annoying him. It hates everybody.
So, I love you, though, Darren.
Thank you.
You're one
adorable.
Of the few. One of the chosen.
You're very charming.
Thank you.
I'm the chosen. That's what this show is all about.
dirty Jews.
We have a whole lot of show. I don't know if I've mentioned this yet, but later on tonight, we're going to get a call from a very special guest. Trevor from the Black Dahlia Murder will be calling in. It's a little later on. It's exciting. They're, of course, promoting their new album, Ritual. Mm-hmm. In stores in a few weeks. I don't remember the date. I'll look it up.
Sure. He'll tell us.
Oh, yeah.
It'll
That's
be
his job.
Plugged about 8,000 times before we end
8
the show.
Million times.
What was your influences on this record?
Yeah.
Dude, did you check out my question sheet? Did you look at that?
I just want to know which of this guy's relatives are going to call in tonight.
His daughter and his uncle.
How did you get your sick guitar tones?
The F string.
Thankfully, this guy doesn't play guitar, right?
No, he's a vocalist.
He's a vocalist.
Yes, so.
Do you bang a lot of broads on tour?
Yeah.
I bet you never get asked that.
Yeah.
But no, they always, that's always one of those things that, like, don't you party really crazy on tour and all that stuff?
What's like, the name of the last chick you banged on tour? Let's see if we could remember.
Hmm.
Okay. He's married, isn't he?
No, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, let's get right into the thick of this.
Do we have confirmation from the chat, by the way, that we're on the air? I feel like after last week, we should make sure. Okay,
they're responding
good.
To things we just
okay,
said.
Okay, good.
That's exciting.
Can you hear me?
Well, actually, Sean, your mic I intentionally put down. I'm taking over the production work today.
Yeah, I think you can pick me up on Frank and Darren's mic.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bleed.
You're low bass tone.
I can move farther away if you want.
Please, Darren, please.
Go in the bathroom. I really don't think that I'm on
the bathroom.
You know, I think you guys should spring for wireless mics. Mm-hmm. That'll be interesting.
Then we don't ever have to see each other.
That's
yeah. We can all do it from home.
Well, we can all just Skype in.
Yeah.
Separately.
Let's do that.
You know what? Let's do that.
Right now, let's pause the
metal injection Skype cast.
Oh, my goodness. So how is operating the board? Are you getting the hang of it?
It's pretty crazy. I feel like one of those super hackers because I have two computers in front of me right now that I'm one of them is recording the show and the other one I'm trying to simultaneously host the show and promote the show for Facebook users.
I feel
so
like
interesting.
You should have dressed like Noah because it's really throwing me off that you're doing this.
Hold on. Hey guys! I'm the producer of the show. Can you guys stop talking into the mic?
Do you like anal sex, Noah?
Oh my god, this one time when I was a kid, I was over at my friend's house. Her name is Egg! And we found one of those massagers. And, I put it on my.
It almost sounds like you have auto tune on somehow. Yeah. It's amazing.
Vagina,
I don't know what the fuck are you doing?
Vagina.
You know when you're talking to the back of a fan?
Yes, that's what he sounds like.
Oops.
Are you saying I'm the back of a fan? I actually have my
like
auto tune app.
Well, at least you wore your vinyl stretch pants tonight. That's good.
Yes.
Of course.
By the way, Humintosh and Destroyer asked if you have a producer certificate. I don't know if you qualified for this job.
I made sure to Google producer certificate before coming over and printing one out. I don't know if you guys can see it. It's on the back of my
but
laptop.
But is it laminated?
No, I didn't have time to laminate it.
It is his desktop wallpaper, so.
Nice.
Just says Jeff Smith.
Oh, by the way, Noah got promoted at work, so let's all congratulate her right now before she gets here.
Congratulations, Noah.
Everyone! I'm really on for this! It's my dream!
She gets a second bigger certificate.
Let's be nice.
What's her new job?
You guys are such jerks.
She's producing a show, but I don't know if we could say
she
what
works,
show.
She works full-time now, I think.
What? Why can't we say what show?
I don't know.
She talks about hanging out with Eminem and all that crap.
I think it's for, like, the trucking channel.
Yeah.
Is it freewheeling, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she made
truckers.
She said, if you
well,
like
I think
this,
she has a contract that she can't talk about it, but nothing that says
we
can't talk about
it. NDA.
Yeah. Because if she mentions it on this show, it might affect their ratings or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Assuming
so.
They have any to begin with.
Well, there goes our chance at a serious show. Yeah. We just blew it, Sid. I hope you're happy.
Our chance at a serious show?
It is a serious show.
We could do that. You like Chromeo?
I do, yeah. I would totally be those. Yo, this is your boy, DJ Robber, here with the hot new track. Hot new track. I'm going to be blasting that Chromeo, that business casual. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you're Thor.
Thor likes Chromeo. I don't know. He gets down.
Let's hear it.
He buys all his blow at Chromeo shows.
Yeah. Welcome to the Dance Injection. It's your boy, DJ Robber.
Hey, Noah produced this. This is the music bed for the DJ Robber show on 201.
DJ Robber. Laying down the sick grooves. All Chromeo.
all the time.
You know what I love is when they, like, you, or there's a station like this in, keep it going.
Yeah.
Really? In New York.
Really?
Sean, they, stop lying. I remember when I told you I first started listening to Chrome, you were like, oh, I actually know them.
Yeah,
I will admit to listening to them.
I mean, I did date a broad that really liked them, you know, but.
And you liked it. You gave it a favorable review at the time, so don't play yourself up. To all your fans in the chat. That's right, everyone in the chat, I'm exposing Sean. He is also, he does not mind Chromium. I'm not going to say you like it.
I will say I don't mind anything if it gets my Dickens and Snatter.
Exactly.
Oh!
I dispute that. I bet there's something you wouldn't like.
Oh, everyone, let's dance!
Yeah.
This is getting there.
Sid, name something that he would not listen to get laid.
George Strait.
My last high school
Black
girlfriend was a big.
That's right, Humintoshin Destroyer. Sean is a fraud.
if a girl's into the Black Eyed Peas, it says so much more about her.
Yeah.
Does she
Beyond
say
sex?
Early Black Eyed Peas before Fergie?
No. The newest album. And
no,
only the remixes.
A girl who thinks that's their first album, the first one.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I would just. Settle for a blowjob.
There you go.
Someone actually made a good point. What if the girl likes Cynic? How would you feel about that? Would you get down to this? Would you bone to this song?
I don't think
song?
He's that much anti-Cynic as Sid is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I just think it's bad. I'm not really crazily anti that.
Yes.
I won't fight you to death about it.
Sid's like the Joseph Goebbels of anti-Cynic.
Well, no, my whole thing was that when we first started doing the show, every week somebody would mention Cynic, and I'm like, what's the big deal with this band? And then you finally played it for me, and it was awful.
Right.
So I was just, it was a backlash against all the hype I was hearing.
I see.
I don't hear
behind
it more
the,
than
behind the Sid. Cynic edition.
That's right. I'll recognize
you know,
it.
It's bad, but I'm not going to go on some tirade like, you know.
Like Sid.
Yeah. I'm not going to crucify.
Well, you were here in the early days when it was all Cynic all the time on this show.
True. Oh, yeah.
We would constantly have Cynic rock blocks.
Thank you for stopping that before I should.
That's right.
Sid is Joseph Goebbels and Sean is just an officer in the SS.
Yes,
like a regular.
Right.
I'm just hating. They just pay me. I'm just
He definitely doesn't like the Jews, but not throwing them in ovens.
Right.
Just following orders.
I mean, not right.
I don't think Cynic is that, like, I don't see what's so horrible, but it's not my cup of tea, but I don't see it as, like, the most abominable.
No, it's not. It's just I didn't think it was worthy of all the praise that it was getting.
At that time, it was getting more praise than anything.
There's praise somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, Cynic. People are into Cynic.
I only know Cynic of the shirt that Justina wears, ironically.
Yeah. She doesn't wear it ironically.
No,
she loves Cynic.
Yeah, she wears it cynically.
Yeah. She is very sincere about her love of the Cynic.
You don't like Justina anymore, Sean?
What gave you the impression that...
She's too real to do shit like that.
Well, she's got like pretty good taste in music. I thought that she was doing ironically. That
Would you bang Justina now that you know she likes Cynic?
No, but I shared a bed with her.
Oh.
Has he already banged Justina is the better question.
Yeah.
The thing about Cynic, too, is that they have a lot of crossover fans from like when the two guys who were in Cynic used to be in Death. They did an album.
I can get behind Death. The Cynic,
the first
I can't.
Frank, why are you bringing this back to music? I want to hear some sex stories. Sex!
Farts!
Sex!
Dicks!
Sex talk. Yeah, my sex
I wanted to hear about how Justina had a wet dream and you were in bed with her and you jerked off on her to get back at her.
I think we did dry hump ankles.
Lame.
Fancy. Nice.
It was tough to have any kind of coitus while, you know, Frank and Rob are snoring up like a fucking storm.
So that's the music that'll stop you from fucking. We found it.
But when Rob snores, it's like he's yelling snores. It's not like he's just like a normal
snore. Well, that's
snore.
Rob. And
yeah. That's the only volume I have, unfortunately, for you guys.
I think it was in Vegas or in Los Angeles. My bed was like right across the room from Rob, and his iPod was blasting with headphones on and snoring. Like they were competing with each other for airspace.
Obnoxious motherfucker.
Yes.
It was like this, and I don't know how the fuck he slept with that music on. Like I heard it as if it was coming out of a speaker. And it was like the most aggressive. It was like. And then.
Rob is so concerned with people thinking he's into the right music that even when he's asleep, he has that song going. I don't know.
It didn't bother me. It's just it was amazing that you could sleep with that on.
Yeah, it's very soothing.
Just in case the hotel cleaning lady is a Metal Injection fan.
Dude, you never know.
He actually has one.
I do have a good fan story. I went to the Melvin show on Saturday, Monday. On Monday, high as fuck.
Okay.
which, you know, doesn't really say much for Rob.
Yeah.
But,
why didn't you go to Frank's show?
Because I got a ticket to the Melvin show. Frank, Mika's Murder plays New York like every 3 weeks.
Yeah, Frank won't be offended.
Actually, we haven't played here in 7 months.
Right. Okay.
Oh, actually, no, you're right. There was, we played once in the past.
Fair enough, but I must have seen you guys at least
ten
times.
I agree. Hey, I didn't bring it up. I'm not heartbroken.
I did.
That's right, Sean. Step off. No, but we get there and we're like in the hallway waiting for our whole party to get in.
Who else was there?
It was me, Anthony. My friend Anthony, Marty, and a few other people that are not have not been on the show before.
Why not? You don't like them as much?
Yeah.
They're lesser friends? They're ancillary?
They're friends of friends. They were Anthony's friends.
Marty hasn't been on the show?
No, he's been on. I think he was on once, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
At some point.
He's been in the room.
I remember him being
He's been in a lot of our skits.
Yeah.
But not
in. But anyway, so like, we're waiting for our friend, and like, this guy and his girlfriend, I was like, oh, man, you're that dude from the internet. And this was, like, not even a kid. This was a guy, like, in his 30s with his girlfriend. Like, dude, I must have seen 300 of your interviews. And I'm like, wow, that's great. He's like, I'm a big fan. And I started laughing at that point because it's like, okay, if you're truly even a mild fan and you have seen 300 interviews, wouldn't you have picked up my name
or what website
or the most non-specific recognition I've ever got? You're that dude from the internet,
Ryan Seacrest, right?
Yeah.
Antoine Dotson.
Rob is sort of like a cross between Antoine Dotson and Ryan Seacrest.
Wow, you just blew my mind.
All right, we have some callers. Let's take some calls right now. We have
probably calling every Trevor.
757, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from? 757. Maybe?
5 seconds.
Three. I hear you. I hear you.
One.
You're gone, buddy. All right, let's take 828. Are you there, buddy? 828. Hello.
Hey.
What's your name and where are you from?
I'm from Michigan. Battle Creek, Michigan. Oh.
Battle Creek.
Oh, yeah. You're up Van Damme.
That's right.
Serial City. Nothing ever happens here.
But Examinators.
I just had a question for Trevor, though.
Okay, well, he's going to be on the air in a little bit.
You should just pretend he's already on the air. And
oh, I'm sorry. We could pretend to answer.
What's your question for Trevor?
I was just going to ask him later, like, what motivates the Black Dahlia Murder to keep progressing their sound, like, yeah, so.
Well, first, let me posit an answer.
Okay.
Money. And second, let me say, now, okay, you've called in, and he's not on the phone yet, so you could practice. Pretend he's on the phone. How would you ask that question? Go.
What motivates you to continue to progress your sound?
Oh, that's good.
That's better.
Good confidence.
Better.
Good
confidence.
I like it. Awkward.
You want to try it one more time?
do it like a girly voice this time.
Do it like Rob.
Wait,
Noah.
No.
No, like a Jamaican accent.
Do it, yeah, Jamaican accent.
Ask it sexually.
Sexually? All right, let's
why you be changing your music up?
I thought Rob was going to throw in a slap in the bass or something.
Slap.
By the way, Sean, thanks for eating all that payday bar when you said you would share it with us.
Yeah, it was a king size.
Fucking chug that shit.
I'm on a diet.
All right, well, thanks for calling in. We'll make sure to take your call when Trevor's on the air, all right, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks for listening. All right, yeah, it's a reminder again, Trevor from the Black Dahlia Murder will be calling in a little later on in the show. But right now what I want to talk about is this new Morbid Angel album that just came out. And
are you sure it's Morbid Angel?
That's what it says on the CD. And here's the thing. I just want to get on my soapbox for a second, you know.
Rob's going to talk about music?
I know, right?
Not really about music, about technology. You know, we get album advances to do, like, reviews and shit. And the one thing that I cannot stand about album reviews sometimes is that labels think that they'll put out a beeped copy of a promo and that will, like, prevent it from leaking. But it also prevents me from listening to it.
Right.
And I think a lot of people just don't listen to it, so I don't see the point in it at all. And the Morbid Angel album leaked anyway, so there was no point in doing the beeping. And really, I think the reason that they did it is because it was so bad that they just didn't want people to listen to it until closer to Street Date. Because
wait, is it that bad? Because I thought you just said that it was fucking
stupid. I think he was
yeah, I was just being sarcastic. I mean, there's good and bad parts
it
about it.
It sounds like Ministry, but not as good.
Okay, this is the first. The first track is like an intro. This is the yeah.
It's
out already. It came out yesterday. This is the first official track from Morbid Fucking Angel.
Yeah.
With shitty like electronic drums.
Well, the worst thing is when the vocals come in.
Yeah. It's like we already have Rob Zombie and.
I was gonna say it sounds like Power Man 5000.
Or Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what are you doing?
They're like 10 years behind the curve. You know.
This part. Here it comes. It's hilarious. Hold on.
Using a Makita drill in
the
big jump.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it totally does sound like Rammstein.
I think and as you were saying before, I think this particular stream that they put out was really weird because I don't know about you, but every time it did that telephone ring, did you look at your phone thinking?
Yes, yeah. That's why I had to turn it off because it was too distracting.
And
me,
I also noticed another thing that they did with it is that the tracks as they sent it to us in stream, it doesn't actually start where the song starts. It starts at the end of the last song.
Yeah.
Well, the phone thing that reminds me of when we did our old show and your sister used to record it and have her IM sounds on.
Oh yeah, she used to record. She used to record the stream.
Yes, through her computer.
While she was using the computer,
and
left her.
I keep thinking I have IMs during the whole.
Yeah, not only that, but like on Windows, when you load a new page in Internet Explorer,
yeah.
There's like a click sound.
Yeah.
She constantly heard click. That click sound. It was,
how many of those IMs do you think was her cybering with people?
Oh, probably all of them.
So she was like finger banging herself while listening to your radio show.
Well, she wasn't listening. I'm sure she had the volume on.
She was like 11, dude.
Yeah.
How does Rob's voice not make you wet?
True.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
His sister?
Wait.
Jesus Christ.
That's beside the point.
But I did. I definitely wanted to play this track.
With Cop Killer?
Well, yes. Radical.
It's a Body Count cover.
This is amazing.
Are you kidding me?
It's not a Body Count. But,
but he says Cop Killer. Oh,
but
no,
just here, it's going to be in the very beginning, and it's amazing. This is second to last track. And the thing that bothered me the most is the first track that they put out actually sounded really good. I'm going to play it during the music break, and it's an actual, like, okay, this is a Morbid Angel track.
Wait, was it you or was it Frank that commented that all the best songs are at the end?
That was me. There was, like, track 8 and 9 are the only two, like, okay, these are Morbid Angel songs.
Yeah.
And they saved it, like, by the time people got to them, I feel like they would have been like,
God forbid they want to progress their sound, Rob.
Yeah.
Everything has to sound like Morbid Angel.
This is the new age Morbid Angel right here.
In fact, we should...
Hey!
Isn't this clutch?
I thought it was Queens of the Stone Age.
Sounds more like clutch right now. But I hate clutch too, so...
I am already in clutch. No, this definitely sounds like that Power Man 5000 dope, kind of bullshit. What's the reason? What's
the reason? They're just a little behind in their CD listening.
Well, I think
40 Below Summer.
The reason it's like being, pulled apart right now too is because it's the first thing that they've done in what, like 8 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's
also
the first
thing in 15 years with David Vincent.
This sound was hot last time.
And nobody
time they
cared
recorded.
About their E, F, G, and H albums, and everybody's like picking apart this one. You know, I don't know.
But I mean,
they're a great band.
It's just if you didn't know, you would never know that was a Morbid Angel song, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, Cold Chamber's back.
No, here's what I think. I think that they realized that all the fans that they've had. When they were popular, they're all old now, and they're not music
Thanks.
Consumers anymore. But you know what I mean,
Frank.
Like and Frank. But Frank, you got into metal when you were like 5, so it doesn't count. So they're like, we need to get the kids. We need to get the kids in. We need to have new fans. We need to start it over. And they're like, well, what can be like? How can we get them? Obviously.
Right. And they have no idea what the kid's like. They're out of touch.
I don't know. Or probably David Vincent is. That's just the music he's into.
Can they do an album that sounds like Suicide Silence? Like, are they capable of that? If that's what the kids like these days?
Well,
is that what the kids like?
Pretty sure they're still playing the older stuff live, I would assume. I don't know.
Yeah. They should have called this album Load. I feel it has a lot of parallels to...
I think that's going to be really weird when they attempt to try to play any of this live. Like,
do they cut their hair for this album?
I don't know.
Their hair does look like fried.
We like should get that kid back on the phone and ask them why they progressed their sound to this new...
Yeah, that
direction.
Question would totally apply for Morbid Angel. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
We have another call, actually, a new guy. 781.
Hello?
Hello? Is this who I think this is?
It's Pizza Destroyer, but I didn't mean to get on the line. I don't know what happened.
What do you mean?
I dialed a number.
Yeah.
No, like, I was listening to the show, and I didn't press one or anything. It just, like, sucked me into, like, this, like, vortex, I guess.
Well, you're meant to be on the air with us. Where have you been the last month or so? It's been a while.
I developed a heroin addiction.
Full of shit. Are you over it now?
Yeah.
Cool.
I got
clean
in a month.
Not bad.
I got hooked and got clean in a month.
That's good, Pizza. Pizza, have you listened to the new Morbid Angel?
Yeah, it fucking sucks.
Is that your two-word review? That's all you got?
Trash. Well, I could say a whole lot more about it, but yeah.
Don't bother.
Yeah. I was actually, like, the reason I called is because I wanted to, like, talk to Trevor, so if you could, like, put me on hold or something instead, that'd be cool.
If you want to ask him about the progress of their sound, it's taken. So come up with a new fucking question.
I do have a question.
You want to practice it?
No.
Confident, I like that.
Or it's extremely offensive.
Well, Sid was being polite. You're going to have to preview it right now to see if
we're screening. We're all live call screening.
All right. Trevor, there's a rumor kind of floating around on the internet that you are an English major, and I wanted to know if that was true.
Okay.
Now, if he says yes, what's your follow-up?
I would ask, like, who his favorite authors are and shit, because I bet he, like... I bet what he does a lot to, like, find inspiration for new lyrics is he just, like, sits around and, like, does acid and reads Edgar Allan Poe. That'd be my guess.
What if he asks you, who's this fucking heroin addict on the line right now?
I'm talking to fucking junkies.
I would say I'm the man from Del Monte.
Now, what if he says no, he wasn't an English major? Then what do you do?
Then I'd also ask him what his favorite authors were, because I know he fucking reads books.
You want to get into reading now?
What if all he says is Daniel Steele? What if he just reads, like, Anne Rice and Daniel Steele?
Gene Kuntz?
Yeah.
That'd be really weird. Actually, I'd ask him what inspires his lyrics, and if he, like, reads lots of good books and stuff like that.
Well, I'm sure he thinks they're good.
That's a good point, Sid. That's a very good point.
Thank you. I think we'll stalemate.
We will make sure to put you on the line when we have Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder on in just a little bit.
All right, excellent.
All right, get the fuck off the phone.
Jeez. Love the pizza.
I'm just kidding. He doesn't have to get the fuck off the phone, but he should. Here's another story I wanted to talk about. Last week on Gawker, there was this article about this website, which is basically the eBay of drugs.
Right.
I want drugs.
Wait, is that the name, or are you just saying you want drugs?
No, I just want drugs. Let me just...
Don't you have any?
Well, here's the thing about the site. Like, okay, it's super secure, so you can't even, like, you can't just go to a website.
Do they use
Silk Road.
Do they use Bitcoin?
Yes.
Yep.
Actually, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a joke. Wow, I'm surprised.
Here's how it works. You have to download like an IP masker or something, so it hides your IP. So if someone is tracking your cyber movement, they won't be able to see that you're on the site. And then you can access the site. And the thing is, the site does not accept credit card or PayPal or anything like that.
Right.
You have to get Bitcoins, which is an online currency.
Mm.
And it's its own currency, so like one Bitcoin, like, can equal $10, or now it's up to like $18 for a Bitcoin.
It's an online currency on par with dick pics.
Yes,
those are the two highest levels.
Actually,
because they have sorry.
I was done.
They have Bitcoin poker now since the U.S. got shut down. So.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But it's really terrible.
It's pretty much cyber money laundering if you think about it.
Sure.
Because you're just doing legal things. Anyway, so on this site, you basically go and there are merchants like on eBay and they just put up their stock and then you can buy from them. And then when people buy the drugs, they leave positive reviews of like, great stuff, fast delivery,
mm-hmm.
and they just conceal. They mail these drugs in regular U.S. mail, and they just conceal them. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Very libertarian, but I'm way too much of a pussy to actually try to do it. You can get anything on there. You can get weed. You can get shrooms, and then even harder stuff like ecstasy, coke, heroin.
Can't you? Pizza should be interested in that.
Yeah. Really? Well, that's probably where he gets his stuff.
Well, can't you have it sent to a P.O. box anonymously or something?
Well, you have to pay for the P.O. box, though. So how is that anonymous?
I don't know.
They could just look at the security tape and see that you're the one. That would be less secure, I feel.
Have someone go there and buy the P.O. box. I don't know.
I would just send it to my parents and tell them not to open any packages that come to me. And then who's gonna arrest a gentle old Russian woman?
The U.S. government?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Everyone?
Fuck.
The NYPD?
Yes. And is she really that gentle?
She's a sensitive woman.
She is.
Right in the bedroom.
Oh.
What?
That is too far, sir. Like, you don't know.
That's it. I'm turning off.
Like, we all don't know. I think my mic is fucking off.
Sean, you are such a sensitive lover.
All the mics are up, Sean. You could look at the soundboard.
Which mic number is he?
Look, start talking, Sean.
Oh. I'm talking on a mic.
See, the soundboard, the levels are moving, buddy.
Maybe your headphones are down.
Sean, this
I hear you all clear as fucking
day. This is like a 9/11 conspiracy of the Sean kind.
It's true.
Sean is like, this live cast never happened because my mic is not up.
It's true.
Maybe you've developed a deafness to your pitch, your voice pitch. You can't hear yourself because you talk so much that you've made yourself go deaf for that tone.
That's true. But no, actually, I've been scared of deafness recently because when we went to that Converge show, I actually bled out of my ear that night.
Yes,
because I was all stuffed up in like both nostrils, and I think like they hit that like a feedback tone, like terribly at one part in like one of the songs.
Oh,
and
I
heard it kill in one of my ears, and I woke up in the morning and it was all dried blood in my ear.
I thought it was from that hobo who gave you a wet willy.
No, that was his penis. But
I think the hobo's name was Wet Willy, actually.
But yeah, so Converge, violent enough to explode my eardrum.
Rancid did that to me back in the day.
With their dicks or with the sound?
With the sound. But I was standing right
by their dicks.
Well, yeah. Conversely, yes.
The Melvins were ridiculously loud too, and half their show was just feedback. Half their show was just them noodling around.
Well, I probably should start wearing the earplugs. You guys all do like the headphones or the earplugs.
Consistently forget. I get so disappointed when I forget.
Hey,
look who's here.
Noah's here.
The fourth
Sporting short shorts.
Which
Victory
is...
Records short shorts.
Oh, it says Mosh on the back. We need to get some behind the scenes footage of that.
Mosh in my some butt. Ass just walked in this
room.
No,
while we're doing the show, could you go get some pizza? And just...
Is that a see-through t-shirt, too? Let's try to keep this PG-13.
Is it? Is she wearing a bra?
Guys, get some water. Throw it on her shirt. Let's see if it's see-through.
I think she's wearing a bra.
Lame.
See, Noah, look, you're not even...
Shirt, so you can totally see right through.
You're not even here 1 minute. We're already sexually harassing you, Noah. Welcome to the live
cast.
Excuse
me.
Asking for it with that
Excuse
outfit.
Me. How is commenting on her outfit sexual harassment?
Yeah.
She clearly wore it for a reason.
I guess I was sexually harassing her because I said we should throw some water on her.
That's true.
So, sorry about that. But, Noah, welcome. Welcome to the show. Your mic is up.
Is it the mic that's up or is
Why don't she take the board seat now that she's here? Why are you going to...
I'm pretty comfortable.
We'll do that during the music break, thanks.
Break.
Fine.
Why do we all sound so low?
See,
I don't like
you.
These levels.
Well, maybe
well,
you should.
Tough shit, you know what?
Maybe
just poke
you
around
been
over here to the board for a moment, just make sure everything's the way it's supposed to be.
We could just...
We could just go to music break.
We could just hit the old music break.
Yeah!
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 Yeah. All right. We don't need to... Exactly. And
I
when
say
we...
say hello to everyone.
Well, go ahead.
Wait.
All right, it's time to get out of here, people.
Which mic am I on?
You're number one because you're... Sid mentioned to me how you're very egotistical.
If she's going
to
put herself on any number,
that would
be two.
Thanks for raising all our levels. That's great.
I like it loud.
Thank you.
She wants all of us to get
down. Before Sean's was too loud, I think, so if you want to lower his.
Oh, well, I always leave Sean's mic a little bit lower than the rest of us.
Yeah, it's okay. I'll get it for you.
I think that's where the fuck is happening right
There we go. That sounds so much better. All right, you're back.
And usually Sean's mic is the last
one. What was that? No, I can't hear you.
No, usually Sean's mic is the last one.
Yeah.
Robert has Bonnie.
It is the last one.
It's because I'm an eighth mic.
See, that was something. Let's not get into this game.
It's too much. Anyway, let's get to our...
Wait, what did I miss?
Rob got laid.
So much.
What?
No.
We did congratulate you on your promotion, so you're not getting another one of those.
Yeah,
do it again.
No, it never happened.
I made sure not to talk in your voice
right
during the entire
program. Oh, sure.
And we did not comment on your black vinyl pants either.
We actually didn't do that. But right now we're going to go to a music break. I'm going to play the one brutal song from the new Morbid Angel album, because it's actually really good. It's a track called Nevermore, like the band.
I like Nevermore.
Here's the new Morbid Angel track. We will come back from this music break, and then shortly after our return, we will be joined by Trevor from the Black Dahlia Murder. So stick around for that. Only on the live cast.
We'll be right back.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. While you're listening to this music break, Darren downloaded 47.5 gigabytes of Meat Holes and Gag Factor. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
We'll be right back. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
Come on, damn it, Landy. I love those songs. I personally picked all of them, and I've spent many nights trying to fall asleep to all four of those tracks.
So did it work?
Yeah, I slept like a baby.
Like a baby.
Like a baby.
What were you doing before you fell asleep?
I was crying a little. That's my wake-up music.
Get ready for the day music.
So, yeah, exactly. That's my shower, like my Rocky pump-up music.
I listen to the soundtrack of Rocky IV. You know.
I listen to Jock Jams.
Aren't those the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. Well, we're going to be joined by Trevor momentarily, so that should be really fun. He's going to be calling in, talking to us, and you will be able to call in and talk to him as well.
Hey!
It's like you're at a Blackhawks game, right, Sean?
No, it's the Bulls, Danny.
Fucking hockey.
And now,
the Bulls does it.
The starting lineup.
Everybody does
that. For your Chicago Bulls.
That's really good, Darren.
I know.
You should hire me.
It's all dark and spotlights going around.
Yeah. I don't understand.
I thought there was ELP that they played during that. There's something.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Alex Winter Group.
Roger Winter Group. This is when the lights come back up. That's right.
So, yeah, once again, the number to call in when Trevor calls in momentarily is 646-929-1357. Trevor will be calling in to talk about the band's new album.
Wow.
Oh.
Here it is.
Sean,
you getting excited? Memories of junior high?
Boop, 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 boop. This is really exciting because I just remember... And now!
You know what the name of this song is? Darren, why don't you tell us what the name is?
Sirius.
Yeah. Sirius. There you go. It's Noah's Anthem now.
This is my theme song, then.
The
my entry music.
The starting lineup for your Metal Injection live cast.
Do the wave. Do the wave.
A starting point guard. Direct from Sirius with her brand new certificate. No!
She's a producer.
You can't make this a joke anymore.
Yeah, we can.
Producer.
No, you can't.
Make that joke never die.
And standing in at eighth mic, he is Sean Long John Gresson.
I like that nickname. Can we go with that?
Can we go with that? Your starting center at 8 feet, 9 inches tall. At a Brighton Beach University.
High fives for everyone. I'm running
Brighton
through
Beach University.
Through the live cast wallet.
Rubba Pez Buddy.
Rubba. And the crowd's going wild for Rubba. That was fun.
Yeah. This song really brings back memories of just being really upset watching the Bulls win. Constantly. When Rudy
why were you
them.
Upset?
Because we were Knicks fans.
Because, yeah.
No, I wasn't. I was never a Knicks fan.
Should rooting be. For the Bulls. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Obviously, you know, it was incredibly exciting to watch Jordan and Pippen.
Yeah.
And actually, Rodman was like
DJ Armstrong.
Rodman was my favorite basketball player at the time.
He was so eccentric.
Yeah. It's true. And violent.
But he was only there for the last three ball championships.
Kicker.
He was on the Pistons before.
Yeah.
And the Spurs for
the Spurs, yeah, that's
afterward,
actually
afterward, wasn't he?
No, before
the Spurs
he got
is
traded
where
from
he
the
went
Spurs.
When he first like went all wacky
when
with
he
the
turned
hair
into
color.
A worm.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
The worm was the Spurs.
He was there for like a season or two.
Can't beat him.
Any other basketball observations from Rabba?
Rabba's a big basketball fan.
I wouldn't say I totally got out of it. I used to be really into it.
It's too black now for you.
well, the thing is, I was a Knicks fan, and the Knicks are absolutely. Probably the most disappointing team in all of sports.
They're better now.
The Cubs, really? The Knicks worse than the Cubs?
I don't count Chicago.
But can I just point out something between the Knicks and the Cubs? The Cubs never have any expectations.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Knicks fans think their team's going to be good.
The Knicks have won in the last 100 years.
But the Knicks think they're going to be good every year, their fans. And they're always terrible.
Yeah. Pretty much. Well, for the last, like, 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Give or take.
When I was a kid, they were good.
When was that? When was that? Spurs. What was that, 99?
Spurs-Knicks was 1999-2000. And then the next year, they went to the conference semifinals.
Okay.
So, and then they haven't won a playoff game, one game since then.
So it's been like a decade plus.
In a,
like
in
a little bit over a decade.
In a league that gives out spots like pedophiles give out candy, they can't. They made the playoffs twice in 10 years.
That means a lot.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, John Starks, upsetting.
Yeah.
Patrick Ewing, upsetting.
The man.
I feel like with those Knicks games, whenever they would get like far, like the semi-conference finals or the conference finals or even the NBA finals, it would always be like down to one shot that they would have to make. And they always, like it wasn't even a blowout. It was always just like they fucked it up.
Well, it's because they always played those grinding, like when they would win, they would play this grinding defensive
game. Yeah, they were not like a blow-you-out kind of team ever.
Yeah, they had to win by 2 points.
It's because they had no Tony Kukoc.
I thought it was Kakak.
Kakak.
Isn't that
Kakak.
His name, Tony Kakak?
I love that Dan Majerle. That guy was good.
But that concludes our basketball
Thank God.
And now it's time for our special guest of the evening. We have him on the line right now.
I thought it was Noah.
No, she's just our... Okay. She's here every week. She's not special.
Oh,
I'm kind of special.
Not a guest.
Mentally retarded.
Can we get the Chicago intro
sure,
thing
absolutely.
Going for him?
In the wearer's helmet while she eats away.
Let's get it going here.
And now, coming out of Detroit, Michigan, or some suburb of Michigan. Do they ever go on these long rants of these run-on sentences when they don't exactly know the stats of the player? He has a heartburn tattoo. Please welcome the vocalist of the Black Dahlia Murder, Trevor Snedd.
I was wondering if you were going to say the last name.
I know his last name. I just don't really know how to pronounce it correctly. Trevor, are you...
Hey!
Trevor,
I'm here, man. I'm alive with pleasure.
Awesome.
Oh.
Good to hear.
Well, we are not experiencing... Well, we're experiencing pleasure now that you're on the line. Am I right, guys?
Yeah. Well, good. I'm experiencing pleasure now that you're not talking about basketball anymore.
All right. So, quick reminder, if you want to talk to Trevor, all you got to do is dial our number. Our number is 646-929-1357. Trevor, you're here to talk about your new album, Ritual. I've had the pleasure of listening to it, and it's fucking amazing. That's all I really...
Thank you.
There's no question. I just think it's awesome. And I like... I just want to say I like how it's familiar at first. I'm like, oh, this is definitely a Black Dahlia Murder. It's not like, say, the new Morbid Angel, where you're like, hey.
This is... I was hoping that would come up today. I really was.
What did you think? What's your critique of the Morbid Angel album?
I kind of stand with Hitler. Have you seen the Hitler video?
Hitler is not a fan of Morbid Angel.
But, I mean, I think there's a few good songs, but, I mean, overall, I think I share the sentiments of the populace. I'm hurt. I'm hurt, man. Today my CD was in the mail when I got home from tour, and I was like, oh, there it is. Great.
Where's the return slip? But yeah, so the new album Ritual, you guys worked with Jason Sukoff in Florida and Mark Lewis, right? As well.
Yep.
That dynamic duo of production. And it must
third time with those guys, man. So yeah,
he
hit it off pretty good with them.
Yeah, so I mean, it must be the most fun time recording possible, I think, because you guys are totally fun to hang out with, and those guys are just party animals.
It's almost too much fun at times. We could really use like a really stern old man around that just doesn't like messing around at all to keep us on track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, maybe you should get Bob Rock to work on
your
name.
I was just going to say Bob Rock.
Yeah, there you go.
You really want someone serious that'll tell you change your drum sound.
You got to do a lot more gaka baka ka baka ka with the drum. That's what you got to do.
We need some Hey Woman's in there, you know?
Woman!
definitely cool. Well, I think we should take some calls right now because we have the lines are blowing up. Once again, the number to call in to talk to Trevor is 646-929-1357.
Before we take a call, I just have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you guys keep progressing your sound?
That was one of the questions a fan had for you. You just ruined it. Let's take the column one.
He took it right out of his mouth, huh?
Oh, it's actually Pizza Destroyer.
We have Pizza Destroyer on the line.
Pizza Destroyer.
Pizza Destroyer, all right. Hey.
What's up?
Pizza, you're on the air with Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder.
He's a regular of ours.
Yeah.
How you doing, dude?
Just like smoking crack and worshiping Satan.
So all is well then.
Yes.
All systems are nominal.
Yeah, pretty much. The crack like keeps me up in the night, and then Satan just like enriches my life so much that I can just do things with great vigor.
All right, he wasn't really asking how you are. It was just figure of speech.
Oh, shit.
What's your question?
All right, well, Trevor, there's something which you may or may not be aware of, and oftentimes when I'm browsing like YouTube comments and whatnot, I'll see like an exchange that goes something like, oh, this band's lyrics are so good. He's like, and someone's like, yeah, man, Trevor is an English major, and I wanted to know if that was true or not.
Yeah, I was in my former normal life. Before the band got signed, I was in my fourth year of college as an English major, and I was into creative writing and not much else, really. I never really liked school pretty much, but I always had a hand for writing, so that kind of, like, applied to the band, you know.
That's like, cool.
So you like words? You're a big fan of words?
Words, they're all right, man. You know, we need them.
What's your favorite word? If you could have one word.
Is this inside the actor studio?
Yeah, right.
Am I allowed to say my favorite words on here? I was going to ask all about that.
Yeah, go ahead. You can totally curse.
All right.
But you pay the penalty.
I don't really know. I think my favorite word might be horchata.
Oh. Horchata.
I love it.
Isn't that one?
I mean, it's that cinnamon rice milk shit that you drink at the Mexican place.
That one I never heard of.
Do you actually?
Really?
Like,
if you're not drinking horchata, then you're totally living an empty existence right now, man.
Googling it right now,
dude. It's not much to look at. I'm gonna put that out there. It's gray.
It's semen.
but
I've never drank it. I've seen it.
Semen.
No, dude, it seriously tastes like a Cinnabon in a drink, man. It's awesome.
So not like semen.
Take it from a fat ass, man.
All right, so...
Well, Pizza Destroyer has a follow-up question, remember? We practiced that.
Oh, he has a follow-up question?
He's already gone.
Oh, great.
Right. Oh, he bailed.
Question.
Do it in his cadence, too.
No, I can't even attempt to pull that off. Who are some of your favorite authors?
My favorite authors?
Do you read?
Lovecraft, I think that's obvious, I guess, for death metal guys. Stephen King, I always liked his short stories, and I don't know, like when I write a song, I try to do each song as a kind of story, you know, like that. I don't know, I don't really read too much, to tell you the truth.
Okay. There you have it, pizza.
I read a pizza box.
We have a caller from Michigan, probably a neighbor of yours.
It's probably my mom.
Is your mom's name Kevin? Because that's who's on the line.
Yeah.
Hell, Satan, first of all.
Okay, cool. Kevin.
And second of all, I had a backup question since my question was stolen. What was it like to tour with them on Mars in Europe?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was a huge, huge opportunity for us. So, like, basically, we've been headlining over there a lot and, you know, just praying to... Praying to Odin that a band bigger than us would ask us to go out, you know, and the Amon Amarth is like similar enough sound wise to where it was really good for us, you know. I think still in Europe they kind of have a bias against us being short haired metalheads, and I think there were still some people that were confused by our look perhaps, but I do think we won some of those Vikings over.
Well, awesome.
Well, thanks for your question, Kevin. Once again, if you want to talk to Trevor, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. Now, Trevor, you guys are going to be out on the road all summer on the Summer Slaughter Tour. This is going to be your second time on the tour. Are you guys pumped for that?
Yeah, man. I think this it's going to be huge. I mean, the combination of us and Whitechapel alone is a lot of heads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And pretty much they'll be the biggest band we've had supporting us since BT Bam in 2005 when we did the Miasma tour.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you throw in all those other bands too. There's a lot of great bands on it, and I think it's going to be pretty epic proportions. But it's definitely cool to come back. It's the second time, you know, and I'm pretty sure that the time we did it before was the most successful that it's been. So, you know, it's definitely cool to come back with that that in mind, and I want to have the strength of the new record, and you know, a lot of excitement about the new record. So everything feels pretty damn good in our camp right now.
I remember 2 years ago when you guys played, like, it was such a long day. It was really, really draining.
Oh,
and I was honestly, before you guys were about to go on, I was about to pass out. I was like, I don't know if I could even handle another band, because there were, like, I don't know, 9 or 10 bands ready, and it's just all death metal all day. And then you guys came on, and it was like a shot of espresso. Like, I instantly woke up and was just, like, headbanging, because you guys bring the fun.
That's good. Well, it's hard, dude. Especially hard to come after 9 other bands, you know. And that year in particular, you know, we were playing after a lot of fast bands and stuff, you know, Vader and shit like that. So it was it's a challenge, man, to try to get people to be into it after an entire marathon of snare hits. You know what I mean? All day long.
I think it's pronounced Vader. No, I'm just. all right, we have a ton of calls.
Rob,
he's an English major. He knows how to speak.
I think you need another shot of espresso, Rob.
No metal.
Who do we have?
Well, let's go to Dakota with a peculiar question.
Hello, Dakota.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, dude. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I had a question. Trevor, what age did you lose your virginity at, and how awkward was it?
Sex talk.
Let's see. I was 16, and I was just talking about this the other day because the girl is so horrifying that I don't think I would point her out to anyone. And and I'm not really that kind of guy that has much shame, you know what I mean?
What she was.
That's a pretty big statement. She looks like, I can't remember whose sister it is on South Park, but the one with the braces that's really fucking haggard. Talks like this.
Then, or does she look like that now?
I imagine she looks even worse now. I haven't seen her, and I have no desire to see her. Yeah. But, you know, I basically, like, when I was in high school, I was, like, one step away from the handicap class. I was that cool, you know what I mean? So.
Stop saying.
You know, I didn't want to give this away on the air, but it was actually Noah. Noah used to have, she used to have braces.
She used to live in Michigan.
Yeah. I did used to have braces and glasses.
This brings up a good question. Like, does Black Dahlia Murder get a lot of ladies on the road?
No, I think we kind of missed our window. I think now we're too old for our fan base, pretty much. I mean,
I see.
You know, and a few of the guys have settled down. I mean, I'm in a relationship, and so there's not too much partying in that way. We got a few single guys, and we try to push them out the door, but, you know.
Are you guys good wingmen, the ones that do have girlfriends?
Yeah, I try, dude. I try to do everything I can for the Ryans.
Is Ryan the only single one in the band?
Ryan Williams and Ryan Knight are
both Ryans.
Are single and partying, yeah.
Mm, good to know. Ladies,
hey, Domin.
What? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to totally
flirt with them.
Hey, Ryan, I really like that solo. You must be so good with your fingers.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just, look, all I'm doing is I'm helping out the ladies right now. Who are
I would venture to say that Bart is better with his fingers, you know, plucking those bass strings.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to go, hey, Bart. I really like your low end. Want to get in my low?
I think you could give my clitoris hell.
All right, let's take some callers.
Yeah.
The lines are blowing up, and this is getting a little too gay.
Okay, we have Ian in Connecticut, who's going to break the ice right now.
Ian in Connecticut, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm right here. It's pretty awesome talking to Trevor from Black Dahlia Murder. Well, what's going on? I was just wondering where you guys get your style from. Like, where do you like? What are your biggest influences? And what are your favorite bands?
My favorite band of all time is Megadeth.
Yes.
In spite of every bad thing they've done to me.
Aww.
But
what?
Well,
hold on.
What did I ever do to you?
What did they do to you? Have you guys ever played Megadeth?
Rape. No, it's nothing like that. I'm hoping that someday I'll get to encounter Dave Mustaine in the flesh. I would love that. I really would. I don't know what the fuck I would say. I'd probably shit my pants, but anyway, yeah, Megadeth, you know, was my first metal band that made me go crazy for metal. And I'd say the biggest influences for the band, you know, sound-wise, At the Gates, obviously, a lot of other Swedish melodic bands. A little bit of Carnal Forge, a little bit of Carcass, a little bit of Morbid Angel, Cannibal Corpse.
New or old Morbid Angel?
Definitely the new one. We saw that coming, and we were like, "Dude, we're gonna be at the cusp of greatness." But definitely Morbid Angel. The sliminess of the riffs. There's definitely some slimy riffs on the new record.
You mentioned Carcass, and you worked with Jeff Walker. He came in and he recorded some vocals because you guys did a Carcass cover, right?
We did it all over the powerful internet, though. So
I see.
I didn't get to behold his small fury in person, but I have met him a couple times, though.
Oh, cool.
Prior to this.
Talk to him on webcam late at night.
That'd be cool. I would watch him.
Yeah.
He'll come in at 4 a.m. every night.
So, you've met him. Was he like a fun guy to hang out with? What was he like?
Exactly what you would expect. Like, just the most bitter, sarcastic, like black humored dude. Like the stuff in the lyrical content is definitely just like, how he is. So he's full of piss and vinegar, pretty much.
That you guys like owe him royalties and stuff, or? Or anything like that?
Yeah, he busted our balls a little bit. He asked if I had an At the Gates tattoo somewhere else, too, since I have the Carcass one.
Right. Okay, let's keep doing the calls. Kevin in New Jersey. In Jersey. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Kevin, what's up, dude?
Oh, my God, I'm talking to Trevor. Holy shit. Hey, I have so many questions for you, but...
Let's try with one.
Just, one of them is there's a thing going on in our school that someone started. I'm just curious. Hot Pockets or Pop-Tarts?
Ooh, tough one.
Ooh, man. They're two very different corners of the food pyramid, but definitely both crucial. I don't know. I think I have to pick Pop-Tarts, man.
Oh, I said Hot Pockets.
Dude, I definitely like Hot Pockets too, but they're both in my food chain, man. I got to tell you that. All
right, how long do I have on the thing?
One more question.
We'll give you one more.
You're just clearly starstruck.
But
okay.
Your asthma inhaler.
All right. I'm gonna be there at Summer Slaughter in Sayersville, New Jersey. Can you just play Nocturnal?
Yeah, dude, you got it.
Like the song Nocturnal? Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
All right.
Done.
Thank you
it's
so
been
much.
It's written. You got it, dude.
You like stand in a certain position when you play.
Can you meet me by like the side entrance at like
9:30? Can you run into me?
Can you play I Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
I don't want to close my eyes.
We're using this as a bumper.
Yes,
you got an exclusive.
Well, our phone lines are legitimately blowing up. Let's keep the phone calls going. Steve from Massachusetts. Steve,
hey,
are you there?
Trevor. Yep.
Hey, Steve.
I'm
what's
a
up,
huge
dude?
Fan.
I just wanted to know, out of all the bands that you toured with, what is your favorite one?
That's a hard one, man.
Total favorite. You can say multiple favorites.
Suffocation's up there. We haven't done a whole lot of dates with them, but, you know, a week here and a few days there. But, I mean, they're one of my favorite death metal bands. They were my first death metal band ever, so
they are,
it's kind of a trip, like, hanging out and talking to them or just seeing them live, and it takes me back to being 14 again. And, I don't know, man. The coolest part about being in the band for me is situations like that where, you know, you get to chill with Cannibal Corpse or play with Cannibal Corpse or, you know, play with Napalm Death or something. Like, I would never imagine that for myself when I was 15, but it was just a dream then, you know.
Cool. Thanks for your question. Yeah, and one thing I love about you, Trevor, is that you are an
so
actual...
So dreamy.
Well, besides being incredibly sexy, you actually listen to music nowadays. Like, a lot of people in bands that I talk to, they're like, I don't really listen to music right now. I'm too busy doing my own thing. But you're constantly searching for the new brutal bands. Have there been any bands that you recently got into that you want to shed light on?
Oh, of course. There's tons. Recently I've been playing this band Heaving Earth. They're from the Czech Republic. Their album Diabolic Prophecies. I think it's like a year old or so. That's really good. Sort of like Morbid Angel-ish, but, you know, the good Morbid Angel.
Old Morbid, okay.
And what else? The new Autopsy is great.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
You already know that, of course. The new Putridity record from Italy. It's on Willowtip. I don't remember what it's called. It's some kind of English as a second language shit, but it's brutal. They're probably the most brutal band on earth alongside Defeated Sanity, in my opinion. And, so that's been ripping my face off. What else? The new Flesh Parade is good.
Any non-metal, or are you strictly...
Let's see.
Not
too much not metal lately. I mean, I really like a lot of not metal stuff. Like Not a Surf is one of my favorite bands. I really like Old Weezer. I like a lot of indie rock shit. Like typical stuff, I guess. But I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really checked out anything new that I've liked. I've just been head first in Blood and Guts lately, to tell you the truth.
All righty. Let's keep the calls going. Who do we have now, Noah?
We have Kim from New York.
Hello.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fucking great. Trevor, it's so awesome to be talking to you right now. Your band, you guys are the best death metal band in the past 10 years, hand down, easily.
Oh, thanks.
My question is, when you were selling your clothes on eBay, of course, I bought a T-shirt of yours, but I was just curious, how much money did you actually get to make off of that? Because we were bidding fucking hard, like $100 for one shirt.
Are you from the IRS?
I did pretty good, man. It was pretty lucrative, I must say. But I mean, it was a painful thing, you know. I have a lot of when I was getting the shirts, I imagined myself wearing them. You know what I mean? But I did in some cases, but. When you're buying old shirts, man, it's a gamble, like, if they're going to fit, because they're not really, you know, the same, like, size that they are anymore, you know. But, yeah, I did pretty good, and it was good because it was the off-season where we went on tour for, like, 8 months, you know. So, you got to pay the rent somehow. You got to sell your awesome Broken Hope shirt and then cry about it.
There you go. See, this is real life right here.
It's getting real.
Well, thanks for calling.
if you guys aren't on the road, you guys aren't making money. And if you're not making money, you got to sell some shirts,
sell some blood.
It's that or my body, you know.
And we've already established how wonderful that body is.
Yeah.
Can I come after dark music, please?
Yeah, of course.
There we go. Hey, Trevor. How's it going?
Hi. Pretty good. I'm a little sweaty over here, but...
Oh, yeah. It's pretty hot over here, too, I got to say. All right, let's take a few more callers and then let you go. Continue to sweat. Who do we have now, Noah?
Let's try David in Illinois.
David in Illinois.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, David. What's up, dude?
Not much. My question is, I was wondering how you go about writing your lyrics for your albums, and also how you write the cadence for your vocals.
Some of it kind of starts as, like, I guess you would say just baby talk, you know, just kind of messing around with the song. I usually sit at the computer with it and, you know, like, type the lyrics into, like, Word or something like that, and listen to it over and over again, and it usually starts with just playing with the cadences. I'll just stick in a few words that are just, like, placeholders, per se, and just kind of work out the syllables or something like that, and then eventually write lyrics to it. Or it can start the other way, too, where, you know, I'll just I'll write lyrics that aren't even to the music. Like, What a Horrible Night to Have a Curse was kind of just like a poem I wrote one night after I was playing Castlevania. Just kind of like, you know, trimmed up some of the lyrics and kind of rammed it into the song with a little bit of adjusting and stuff. So, you know, it can happen a few different ways, but definitely a lot of sitting in front of the computer, a lot of weed, and a lot of sitting in my robe.
Oh.
Is that on eBay?
Fuzzy
Hello.
Slippers?
I got two robes. One is a lot stinkier than the other. One is the hangover robe, when, you know, you're just, like, completely covered in slime, and you wake up and your mouth is, like, shedding, and that's when you wear that robe.
Because you blew a Wookiee.
Will any of those be going on eBay?
I don't think so. I don't think that's going to work out.
I think there needs to be a Black Dahlia Murder line of robes. Robes need to creep into metal culture. People need to start wearing robes to shows.
Like a Hugh Hefner kind of getup, like a burgundy sort of robe.
But they have to be short, like when your dad would wear when he went out to get the mail. Like,
so you can see, like, the bottom of his nut.
Like mid-thigh.
I want some Black Dahlia Murder merge. Like a robe that has something like that. With my bulge getting back below.
Let's take Jordan. Jordan's on the line. Jordan, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, man, I'm here. How's it going?
Hey, dude, how you doing?
All right, so I'm wondering, do you feel blessed working with such a great group of guys in your band? Because I personally think all of them are fantastic, including you, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. I mean, I feel like I'm the underachiever as far as it goes with those guys. Just being the singer and just seeing how, I don't know, like, they're always getting better at their instruments, always writing better riffs, better songs, always challenging themselves. You know, I try to do the same, too, for my vocals and lyrics, but I mean, I definitely share the sentiment, you know. I think those guys are a very talented bunch of fellows, and then, I don't know, I see how they kind of, like, play off each other, you know what I mean, and everybody's advancing at the same rate, and I don't know, man, it's always about challenging ourselves, you know, writing more complex stuff, and, you know, stuff that, it's Black Dahlia, but, you know, will keep us interested as well, and, you know, will, you know, keep longtime fans interested.
Cool. Thanks for the question. All right. Let's just take a few more and then let you go because there are a few people that have been waiting. Let's take Anthony in Michigan. Anthony,
hey, what's
there?
Up, man?
What's up, Twan?
Dude, so what's the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you guys on tour?
Oh, weirdest thing. I don't know, man. The shittiest thing that ever happened is when Bart was driving in Canada and our trailer hit some ice and we started to spin and the trailer snapped off and flipped a bunch of times. Then we had the...
It was in the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer was effed. Yeah, we didn't flip, though. We just spun, luckily. But then we had to, it was in a blizzard. We had to load all the shit out in the snow, and we were falling on our asses in the ice, putting everything into, like, a rider truck. And then we had to finish the tour with that. And that was already the tour where we were touring as a four-piece because our old lead guitarist, John, had, pretty much disappeared on us. So it was awesome. It wasn't that weird, but it really sucked.
Yeah, dude, I seen you guys at the Between the Buried and Me show just recently over here. I seen
you
and
we were
Shannon.
There, checking it out. Yeah, pretty much the whole band was there. Those guys are longtime friends of ours, and they've been doing really, really well lately, and we're happy for them, man. So it was cool to see them at a huge-ass sold-out show, you know.
Cool. All right, let's take one more caller, and then we'll let Trevor go. Just pick a random one, Noah.
Okay, this one. Wait. Sorry. Let's take Jason from Kansas.
Jason, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your question for Trevor?
First question, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's Sternad.
Thank you.
And I heard Rob kind of rush through it earlier. And anyway, it was close enough.
He says Sternad.
Yeah. I admired the attempt, you know. It was good enough.
Russian people mumble. He tried to get it all into one syllable.
No, it's because he had pizza in his mouth.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with my last name either. When I go to the Czech Republic, they think I'm Czech. They're like, oh, Sternad, Czech. But I don't have any Czech ancestry that I know of. So I think it might be like somebody's coming over on the boat to America and somehow the paperwork gets screwed up. And here we have this horrible abomination of a name.
Probably the guy at Ellis Island was just, like, dyslexic. He was just writing.
Yeah, and he was sipping on the wine skin a little bit too much.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thank you so much.
Wait,
for
I have
taking...
a question.
Oh, God.
Please.
All right, Eighth Mike. Go ahead.
We already asked about his influences, but all right.
Good one, Rob.
Thanks.
I actually want to know, how'd you guys get hooked up with the Black on Black compilation? Because I thought you guys had one of the best covers on the album.
Oh, thanks. I'm not even sure about that, actually. I know there was like an earlier version that had less tracks that was on Initial Records. Mm-hmm. And then when Initial went under, the other label bought it, and they put it on a bunch of new bands, too. And, yeah, that was cool. I mean, Black Flag is pretty much the impetus for me wanting to tour. Since I was a kid, I mean, they got me interested in like going to shows and, you know, DIY ethics. And, so pretty much at the heart of my touring lifestyle is my love for Black Flag. So it was cool to be a part of that.
Yeah. It was your favorite one. Your favorite singer from the Black Flags.
Don't say Ron.
I'm going to go with Ron, dude.
There you have it. All right, Trevor, thanks again for taking some time out of your busy day to call us up, talk to everyone, talk to some of your fans. We really
appreciate it. Right on, dude. Thanks for having me.
Don't forget to check out the Black Dahlia Murder all summer long on the Summer Slaughter Tour. You can check out tour dates if you search for them on Metal Injection. And make sure to pick up the Black Dahlia Murder's amazing new album, Ritual. It is the complete opposite reaction you will have to listen to Morbid Angel in that it is awesome. And that comes out June 21st on Metal Blade. And right now we're going to play a track from there.
Would you say there's sick riffs?
Sick riffs, sick tones.
Hot
and there's even a really awesome bass solo towards the end of it.
Like a Les Claypool one?
Very, and with a girl screaming over it.
Oh,
who was that girl that you had just screaming like as she was being raped or whatever towards the end?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have a name, but she just lives in my basement.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah, because Rob really liked that.
Yeah. Honestly, I did play that track on loop.
He wants to know how to get that.
What strings do you use for that?
All right, cool. Well, thanks a lot, Trevor. Here they are, the Black Dahlia.
Thanks, guys.
With Conspiring with the Damned.
Conspiring with the Damned. I've got a lot of We're gonna make it.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. I'm gonna get right.
This is Chuck Landington. This show is a lot like recess at the concentration camp. A big sloppy bunch of Jews BSing about nothing important and waiting to die. Get ready, the Mazza. Metal Injection live cast returns. Now.
Get ready, the Mazza.
They didn't have matzah at the concentration camp. They had nothing.
Oh, my God. You mean on Passover they couldn't?
Yeah.
No.
What'd they do?
They ate their shoes.
Did they even get fed, though? That's the question.
Human flesh.
Gas.
Right.
All right.
I wasn't worthy of it.
No.
No.
Sorry about that. But during the music break, we just heard Tombs. Constellations off their new album Path of Totality, I think it's called.
Listen, if you don't know, don't guess.
Yeah.
Say the name of the band of the song.
Path of Totality. And then before that was Exhumed with Necrotized.
That's funny because you can get exhumed from a tomb.
There you go. And before that was the Black Dahlia Murder.
You get murdered to put it in the tomb, and then they exhume.
Oh!
Brought it all together.
Boom.
It was a murder rock block.
Frank, stop playing the drums.
Yeah. Put those drums away.
Always
Frank.
Practicing.
We're, of course, in the Frank wing of the Metal Injection Studios today.
He's doing dishes.
I love that everyone gets their own wing in the Metal Injection Mansion.
Sean, well, we have a giant studio space.
Sean gets the dumpster.
He gets the closet like Ryan in The Office.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watch The Office, but Ryan just works in the closet. That's the Sean wing.
My wing is definitely a shoebox.
We can only really do like a one-man podcast from the Sean wing. We can't really do a live cast. We could do like a power hour.
I will not do the power hour from Sean's closet.
Yeah, because we'd all have to sit on laps.
Labs or laps?
Labradors.
Labrador retrievers.
But maybe Sean can do that punk podcast he promised the listeners from his
two
wing.
Years ago.
You said we have to wait till you move in. You move into your wing at the studio.
Yeah.
No. When are you doing another power hour? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy.
Okay.
She's been promoted. No more power hour.
Yeah.
She gets paid
to produce shows now with you guys.
What are we talking about?
And I'm already doing this for free. So
Noah has a show on metalinjection.net. You're not aware of this?
I used to do a podcast called The Power Hour.
And Noah's on-air skills, I have to say, as a straight DJ, are very professional.
Get out of here.
Would you play a song for a minute, and then you have drink, and then you play a song for a minute?
No,
it was pre-recorded. It wasn't live.
Yeah.
Can you cue up her power hour? I just want to hear just the banter,
Rob,
not the song.
You have my power hour on
but
your
But is this a
computer?
Drinking thing? Are we talking about power hour drinking
on the
game?
No,
it's like the name of her show.
It was like power metal and stuff that I listened to.
Play any of the songs because they're terrible. Yeah. I want to hear Noah's...
But you know the power hour drinking game, right?
No.
Yeah.
That's where you... play like 60 songs, a minute each, you know, a minute of each song, and then that when each song, next song starts, then you got to like do a shot.
I never played it
beer.
With songs. It was just every minute
you
could
do
a shot.
Songs?
It's because people are bumming around a party, and you know when the song clicks.
So
this
all
you,
of Sean's songs are a minute.
No, someone would just yell, drink!
But they all sound alike. How do you know when the song ends?
Yeah.
You
need a stopwatch anyway.
All right,
I would just use top 40s.
I have one queued up.
Uh-oh.
Right. The Power Hour.
The Power Hour.
Is that you?
Power Hour.
Me.
I'm out.
That's my imaging.
Download
this, of course, is a new episode.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Why do you, I don't want to listen
no.
to
it.
Oh,
no. Come on.
It's a new episode.
Come on.
Why do you have that on your computer?
It's on the website.
Come on, Noah.
You have reached a new Power Hour.
Come on, let it play. I want to hear that.
I don't want to do it.
This is very unprofessional.
What, you guys always make fun. No.
Okay.
I don't want you to make
fun. I just said it was good. How am I making fun?
I feel like you're being facetious.
I swear I'm not.
This is the only Pyromaze album that he sang on. And then he
Stop it!
Damn it.
And he was an Ice Earth.
Come on, Noah. You shall not be silent.
This is the only Power Metal.
This is. It sounds like NPR.
She says it sexually.
This American Life.
Stop
power
it.
Metal.
This Norwegian Life.
If you guys want to hear the Power Hour, just go to metalinjection.net.
Just download it and then don't tell me about it.
How many were
talk
there?
To me.
How many
there
were
nine.
Nine.
Just so
them.
You know, the fans in the audience, we're trying to play it, and she's lowering the computer sound on the board.
Yeah.
That's why you're not hearing it.
February 2009 was the last
Shingletown one? Says that I sound like LaToya Jackson.
I sound like, I'm being serious, like you sound like the R&B radio station host doing like the Quiet Storm. Yeah. Yeah. And now it's going to be a little Levert. Gerald Levert.
We're taking you home on the drive.
Like Sweat.
So yeah, if you want to hear Noah and all her music breaks.
She's very good, very good. Just fast forward them or play like a song you like.
Wait,
after she's done talking.
What's just a song, then you talk for like a second and then you
No, I would start it, right? I would start it and then I'd play like two songs and I might talk between every two or three songs.
So the URL is metalinjection.net.
Why do we even still have it?
Can I finish? You guys keep interrupting me when I keep trying to plug the website. metalinjection.net/power-hour. Make it happen.
You could just go to Metal Injection and navigate to it.
Do you remember a long time ago when we used to do the show on BCAT?
Yes.
And it's like stuff that we're kind of like embarrassed about?
I'm not embarrassed of any of that. It's just the sound quality is bad.
There might be something.
The worst radio show in the world that we used to do. Okay. But like the Metal Injection video skits.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We see ourselves back in the day, and we're just a little bit embarrassed. Well, I feel the same way about the Power
Hour. But you
hour.
Put it on, why'd you do it then?
Nine
because
times.
Because then I was okay with it.
Really?
You know?
Like, what changed?
She got a certificate.
I started a career in radio, and now I look back at it, and it's kind of like embarrassing
I thought you were good. I'm not a sophisticated owner of a certificate or anything, but I think you're very professional.
Darren, I feel like you've had many certificates in your
But
day.
None of them were sophisticated.
No, they're all Jagoff certificates that I got. Community college.
Jerk certificates.
Toro college.
I got a certificate of making jerk chicken.
It just seems like very juvenile. What I
metalinjection.net/power-hour.
Tapper, I'm sorry.
Here Noah's nine juvenile podcast.
Yeah. By the way, there's nine. Wow, I didn't know that.
And then you can hear me intro every episode.
I want to point out that Tapper 666 says, "LOL, I love the Power Hour though, Noah. You rock."
Aw.
Noah, are you in the chat room as a fake person?
That's a guy that's always in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Noah.
I don't have my computer tonight.
So, Noah, is it true that you did one podcast for every good power metal song ever written?
No, there were nine, Sid.
Damn it. My math is off.
Take that back.
Yeah, she had to replay a few of them.
Probably four.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to bring up before we end the show. Earlier today, I posted about this on the blog. There is going to be a Metallica version of Monopoly coming out.
That's fucking stupid.
Which I think is, you know what? Honestly, I'm a little intrigued now. I kind of want to play it.
And
but,
in like a can't believe they're doing this way. I want to see
right.
it.
I feel like at this point they just look at the band as like a huge brand, and they're like, how can we license our name to make as much money as possible? You know,
don't
like,
make an album.
People aren't going to buy our music, but they'll buy stuff that's metal. You know?
Yes. What real like hardcore fan is buying that?
I don't know, but Kiss made caskets, and they're doing Monopoly.
Yeah, yeah. Make a casket, motherfucker.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, there are people who love comics that were like, "Oh, I'm so in. I'm so in about this."
On Metal Injection,
don't they shit over
everything though?
Well, there were shitters for sure.
Right.
Shatters.
Wait, are you able to see like inside the box, like what the avenues are and stuff?
They haven't released that yet. They've just released the cover of the box. And there's no, it's just the cartoon versions of themselves. And
I rolled a six, I landed on Newstead Avenue, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's
St. Anger Drive.
I bet Dave Mustaine is in jail. He's on the jail.
All I could get was Megadeth Yahtzee.
I hope one of the cards is, your bus flipped and killed your fucking bassist. Go back to...
Yeah.
That's funny because that's exactly what I wrote in my post.
Oh, really?
One of the community...
Sean is your biggest fan, Rob.
Yeah, true. Way to rip my jokes while I'm in the room.
Do I like being the number two game on the game market? No.
I wrote, also, would your bassist dies in a bus accident, pass go, collect $50, be in community chess or chance?
Ooh.
That was my question.
You rock producer, go directly to jail. Suing a music sharing site devalues your standing in the metal community, but you don't care about that, so collect $500 million.
These are all actual community checks.
Yeah. I have the stack of them right here.
Darren has the game.
You're a hair cutting.
Let's see. Hold on. Your $1 million an hour psychiatrist says board games can be therapeutic. Advanced four spaces.
Oh, good one.
You cut off your hair and dress like a heroin addict. No one believes that you're only on coke. Go directly to rehab. These are pretty funny. I got to give them credit.
Is rehab like free parking?
Rehab, I feel, is a jail.
Yeah.
Any reference to James Hetfield catching on fire?
Yes, actually. There is. How do you know? You read my mind.
I know about Metallica.
Can you see the cards like you saw the death or no death questions?
I did not cheat.
I think so.
Here it is.
And you still lost.
To me.
I gave that to Sean.
All right, let's move on.
You burn your hand on some pyrotechnics and can't play any guitar. Band actually sounds better. Collect $100 million.
Nice.
You collaborate with Ja Rule without even showing up in the studio, leaving you more time to design Metallica board. Collect $1 million.
Wow, there's a lot of money in this game.
Yeah.
A lot of big bucks.
Well, it's Metallica. That's what they're all about is money.
Yeah.
Are there faces on the money, too?
Yes.
Or just Lars?
It's all Lars.
It's all Lars. Every game piece is Lars. What would the game pieces be? Would it just be like a trash can with a drumstick in it?
Yeah. Or it'd be that giant ball that the guy kicked into the little girl.
Right.
That Kirk Hammett.
Or like two Native American braids.
You have injured a little girl who might have been a Metallica fan.
Yeah.
Pass go. Collect $300.
Well, that's
I feel it'd be more fun if you were actually playing with Metallica, like if you're playing with James Hetfield, if he's like in the room and he's like, Marvin got hands out! Ooh! I want a hotel! Yeah!
B&O Railroad!
Yeah!
Did you guys ever play Mall Madness?
No, what's that? Is that the new Metallica game after this comes out?
Probably.
Metallica Pretty Princess?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, Candyland Metallica.
Like that.
Shoots and ladders!
So Mall Madness had like an audio thing where after you, I think you would roll the die or whatever.
That's like Mystery Date?
Yeah.
That had a phone
thing too.
Well, finish what it is.
So maybe the Monopoly game should have audio bites of James Hetfield.
Yeah,
every
she'll
time
tell you whatever space you landed on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sad but true Boulevard.
Yeah.
Oriental Boulevard. Yeah.
I would prefer a Metallica Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's what Danzig has.
Ooh, Pop-O-Matic. You can cause a lot of trouble.
I thought Danzig had cooties.
He has that, too.
Yeah,
that's
true.
See, I would think that Megadeth would put a Megadeth Risk out.
Danzig is going to put out a Jenga game.
What?
Except with bricks.
Yeah.
Oh, Trevor. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Just playing some Jenga in my motherfucking room.
You knocked it over. Yeah. Now I got a pig a mole.
By the way, you know who's marketing Mall Madness? Alex Skolnick, because he works there.
No, he works outside the mall collecting quarters.
That's right, you're right.
I actually read a press release. There's a worldwide developers conference in San Francisco now of Apple developers, and a bunch of companies go down there to show off like their new software and stuff. And Alex Skolnick Trio is actually doing a set showing off some things. So like
apps.
Some crazy recording app. So some app company was just like, hey, you guys want to demo my material at this developer conference? Yeah, what else are we doing? Let's go to San Francisco.
Are they just promoting the Delivery.com app so somebody will buy them lunch? It's like, please. It could be a Chinese restaurant, a diner, anything on here. Just, we're hungry. We'll play you a song, a jazz standard.
I think Delivery.com is only a New York thing, by the way. So
you should have said Seamless Web.
Yeah, Seamless Web.
Delivery.com, I feel the name is more obvious what it is.
True.
Fair point. Fair point.
You could have went with Groupon.
Fuck that shit. That's not only food.
That's true.
Fuck the Groupon.
I just got a hand job off of Groupon.
Nice.
Great, yeah. It was only $10 for a $75 hand
job.
Was
it a tranny?
Was it worth?
No, I haven't cashed it in yet. I just have it waiting in my Groupon inbox. Yeah.
Is it from a tranny?
I hope so.
Otherwise, I want a refund.
Right. I will give this Groupon to somebody else.
Are they transferable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. All you do is print it out, and you just take the piece of paper, and anyone can walk in with it. to a massage. I'm going on a booze cruise through Groupon soon.
A booze cruise?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 3 hours on some big mass ship and going around the East River.
Like brunch?
No. It's actually beer tasting, and they some dude gives you like history of all the different kind of like pilsners and ales and all this kind of shit, and you're just on this big.
Oh, I thought you said beer.
I like
tasting.
Beer, man.
I thought have you said
ever, have
beer.
You ever, have you ever gotten on one of those cruises? Those like near
the Rocks Off cruises?
Yeah, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I saw the Queers on one of them, but.
And then
the band.
I'm honestly not a big fan of that stuff. I don't feel
the
like
Queers or the boat.
No, the boating.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm not a big fan of the boat either because I like sometimes being an old man and being like, all right, I have enough. I'm gonna leave.
Yeah, you can't go.
You're
anywhere.
Jump.
You're
stuck
on the boat.
A goddamn
jump
boat.
And swim.
And fucking swim.
And I feel like the more drunk you get, the less fun it gets because it's just too much.
You get queasy from the waves.
Mm-hmm.
You start throwing up on Joe Queer.
I thought you said wheezy.
That too.
Wheezy.
She's back. She's watching a little black mermaid. Can that be the title of the show, Little Black Mermaid?
Sure.
No?
What's the little black mermaid? I blacked out.
Weezy swimming up to a rock
stuff cruise. Jerktificate. But that's not good SEO.
A what?
It could work.
Jerktificate.
It's suitable for work. Safe for work.
Weezy!
Okay, bye.
Rob, would they play this on the Jambulance?
Oh, we talked about
inside joke.
We should tell it. I think it was a really good
inside
exchange.
Jokes on the radio.
We were driving here to the studios, and we were driving through a Jewish neighborhood, and Sid was like, "Oh, I don't want to hit an ambulance." Oh, wait, it's one of those Jewish ambulances, so I don't care.
Yeah,
by the way,
as the ambulance
I was going to say, we should explain what a Jewish ambulance is,
or a Jewish neighborhood, which is more Orthodox Jew.
Go ahead, Darren.
Not just us.
In the Jewish neighborhoods, there are Jewish ambulance companies that go around only picking up Jewish people that are sick or
injured.
It's
or
like
dead.
A community ambulance. Basically.
Right, but they don't.
But in a giant city that doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even like you're in Tulsa or something like that.
Well, yeah. So, yeah,
well,
they just don't.
I don't think they would like the Jew ambulance that much in Tulsa.
Yeah, right.
So
you ain't picking me up, boy.
So then,
get that nose. Put that nose back in the truck. Where's your horns, boy? You ain't no ambulance.
No thanks. No thanks. I'll bleed. I'll die. No thanks. No thanks.
But you got one leg. What are you gonna hop home? What are you doing?
I'm okay. Get out of here. No, but what?
New York.
What I was saying is like, don't they call that a jambulance?
Yeah.
And he's like, and then what was your song?
I said, well, that a jambulance would be if there was like a hip hop ambulance.
Yeah. And then I said, wait, isn't that a show on BET?
Yeah.
It's like you take 10 people in the hottest beats in New York City. We pimped out this ambulance with Funkmaster Flex speakers, yeah. And it's time for a party on the jambulance.
But they really go like picking up sick people and not knowing what to do when they die.
Well, there's a party like, I'm dying, yeah, sick beat.
I ain't sussing him, he bleeding.
I heard you like ambulances, so I put an ambulance in your ambulance. Get it?
No.
What?
And that's going to wrap up the show. We're gonna end it there.
Okay, do you have that sound effect where it's like something that falls off a cliff?
I think or the Price is Right sale would be...
Well, I just played something, but my sound was down.
Rusty trombone. No, your sound's up.
Rusty trombone.
Sad trombone.
Sad trombone.
Rusty trombone.
Rusty trombone is something completely different.
You know where my head is.
This is the lion.
All right, we're gonna wrap things up. I want to once
hey,
again.
Hey, guest 816838 says Jews are funny.
We are.
That's thank
us.
You.
That's us.
Thanks.
And not Sean.
Well, not Sean. So very accurate.
this is true. This is true.
Anyway, I want to once
Sean
again.
Sean has his moments.
It's when I'm not here.
Right.
all these moments just
great.
Happen to be off mic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding, Sean. I love you.
It's cool. I don't love you.
He's going to finger your asshole.
Do you love him more than Trevor from the Black Dahlia movie?
Oh, yeah. That would get a little hot and heavy there.
No way, man. I would blow Trevor.
Okay.
Out of the water with my vocal skills. You didn't let me finish the sentence, Sean. You're always interrupting.
I didn't say anything.
I don't know. I just felt like blaming you for that.
Let's end the show on that particular cry for help.
just come out already on the air.
Well, no. I'm saving it for sweeps.
I like that. That's a little teaser right now.
Anyway, I want to once again thank Trevor from the Black Dahlia Murder for calling in, taking some time to hang out with us. That was really awesome. Make sure to pick up Black Dahlia Murder's new album, Ritual, when it hits stores June 21st. And
yes, I did suck Darren off.
What?